Please be seated, and I'd like to invite our young folks, if they would come up for children's time, please. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Can I sit down here with you? Can you see me okay? My name's Pastor Phil. Can you tell me your names, please? Can you tell me your name? Oh, that's pretty. What's your name?
Isabel.
Rosalind. Rosalind, we've already met. And we've already met my acolyte. What are your names? Calvin, good to see all of you. Thanks for coming up this morning. I have a question for you this morning. Are you a good listener? If I were to ask your teacher at school, are you a good listener? What would he or she say?
Yeah.
In school, pretty good? Okay, how about if I were to ask mom or dad or grandma or grandpa if you're a good listener, what would they say?
Probably not.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it, to hold it together for school for all those hours, and then you come home and it's hard to listen. Today is a day in the church year that we call Transfiguration Sunday. That's a big word, isn't it? Transfiguration. Basically, what happened in the story I'm going to read from the Bible in just a few minutes is a story of a time that Jesus went on a hike with some of his closest friends, and he went up on top of a mountain. And while they were there, Jesus wanted to have prayer time with God, but the disciples were pretty tired from the hike. So they were sort of over under a tree, taking a nap, and Jesus was praying with God. And all of a sudden, the disciples woke up and they looked, and Jesus had literally started to glow. It was almost like there were spotlights shining on him. And then they heard a voice from heaven. And the voice was God's voice. And do you know what God said? God said, "This is Jesus, my son. I'm pleased with Jesus." And here's the key thing. Listen to Jesus. So even in the Bible, in today's scripture reading, God reminds us how important it is to listen to Jesus. So let me ask you this question. What are some things we can do to be better listeners of Jesus? What do you think? Listen to your parents. That's good, because there's a commandment, right, about honoring your mother and your father. That's excellent. How else can we be good listeners? Say it again, please. Don't tell them no. Yeah, if God or Jesus asks you to do something, okay. Yes, don't talk back or give your parents attitude. Can I get an amen from the parents out there? Amen. You know, in our world today, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's really, really rare when we have a time just for silence, right? It seems like we're always on our phones or we're watching TV. Even in our cars, we often have music going. When we go to stores, if you listen, even in elevators, they have music playing. It's very, very unusual for us today to have a time of silence, to have the opportunity to listen to Jesus and to try and understand what God is trying to tell us. So the story that I'm going to read in just a little bit for this Transfiguration Sunday reminds us that it's very, very important to be good listeners at school and at home and at church, because at church we hear stories about the good news of God's love. So, could I close us with a prayer? Would you please fold your hands and let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this Transfiguration Sunday and for the story of the time that Jesus went up the mountain to pray. We pray, gracious God, that you would help us to be better listeners in school, in our homes, with our families, and in church. We pray, gracious God, that as we listen to you, we might hear your good news for all people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Have a good week. I'll see you at lunchtime.